Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I am so excited to be here. This is going to be a great, incredible year. And of course, I hope that you are going to take this journey with me to make it your best year yet. And of course, I've got some big things that I'm going to be doing, and I want to invite you all to be a part of it. I do want to say, if you are just joining us for the first time, I'm Kim Pagano. I am your host. I've been doing this for a long time, and I still love it. I'm so passionate about bringing you really the brighter side of life and business. And of course, we are in a new year, and I always start my show with something uplifting. And today's is Dreams Do Come True. And I hope that you can let this new year bring you wisdom, inspiration, and joy. We're only into the second week, and if you're kind of flipping, flopping, sitting on the fence, make sure that you are making the biggest effort to make this your best year. We've got an incredible show. I do want to give our phone number, 419-0008. That number, we're giving away some books, and last week we've got some guests that have won. Our listeners picked up some tickets to the Manhattan of Camarillo. I love that. They already ate there, loved it. And so I want to share all these things that I'm doing so that you could be a part of them. So my first guest, I'm really excited, Barry Shore. This guy just, I can't even say, he exuberates joy. And when you talk and you hear him, you're going to know why, and from his incredible story. So let's bring Barry Shore on.
Good morning, Barry, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Happy New Year. And, of course, I always thought of you as being joyful because that's what you do, first of all, but you could bring joy to so many people. So let's welcome Barry Shore. Barry, how are you?
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, wonderful Kim. How can I make a categorical statement to all the thousands, tens of thousands of people that are listening to your show are all good looking? Because by definition, if they tuned into the Kim Pagano Show, it means they're always looking for and finding the good in life. That's the definition of a good looking person. That's you. Looking
That's
for
it.
And finding
I love that.
The good.
Thank you. Let me ask you, okay, you are known for the joy of living. What makes you so happy every day in this world that is a little scary right now, you know, but we have to see the brighter side of life, and which is my show, Life and Business, right? But what triggered you from the very beginning to obviously share your joy with so many people and live your best life?
Well, first of all, it's such an honor and a pleasure to be with you, Kim, because you're right, life and business intersect and really give, how should we call it, expression to people. And we talk about the three fundamentals of life, you and I, all the time. And these three fundamentals, when you live them well, they make you happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that, right? So
that's
how
great.
You become happier, healthier, and wealthier? The three fundamentals of life are, number one, life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, the next thing happens, a good number two. Number two is you go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference. That's Kim Pagano, making a difference for people. And the third
that's
fundamental.
That's you too, Barry, I have to say.
Thank you.
Yes,
the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. I'm going to give a word that everybody knows, everybody has one, everybody loves to wear it, and this is the key to living successfully. What is it? The word is SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, because the acronym for SMILE is Seeing Miracles in Life. every day. Seeing miracles.
Wow, I love that. I love that. That is such a great gift that we can give to anybody for free. For free.
Right.
And when we give it, we feel better ourselves. So, wow, beautiful.
That's what I call the four-letter F word that everybody likes. Free. By the way, speaking of free, there is a free gift that everybody should take advantage of. And this is because this is the Kim Pagano Show. I want you to go to my website, barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com/ebook. And when you go there, you can select one of my three books I published in 2023 for no cost whatsoever. And you should do it because it is transformational. You can get the book called The Joy of Living, and you can get the pocket full of acronyms, or you can get my newest book, which is called O-Shift. And the key in O-Shift, Wonderful Kim, is keeping the F in place. Because if you don't, a lot of people I know, when I started working with them, they drop the F and shift, and the other stuff happens. You got to learn to shift your perspective just a little bit. And then what happens is you can live in joy daily, no matter the circumstances. I can prove it. You want me to prove it?
Please.
Okay, let me tell everybody a quick story. Imagine, if you can, standing up in the morning, completely healthy and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound. And that evening, there's a story about me, that evening in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from the neck down. And it was not an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before, took over my body and caused me to be completely, totally paralyzed. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs from my hips to my ankles for years, and that was progress. Thank God today, Kim, as you know, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with help of a 7-foot walking wand, so I'm a tripod, not a biped. I can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of that one word that you love, that we love, that everybody can share. Smile, seeing miracles.
You are such an inspiration. You really are. And that's why I wanted to really start our show, the 2024. We're in a new year, and we can really make a difference. And what I want to make sure is that everybody else, this is going to be your best year yet, but we can't sit back and just wait for it to happen. We have to make it happen. And so my challenge to everybody is to really get out there and show your love, show your purpose, show your smile, and make somebody else feel wanted like you want to be feel wanted. And I think that's so important. Do you agree, Barry?
Oh, no. Kim, you are the expositor of truth. And look at that. We just talked about two four-letter words that everybody likes. The F four-letter word, free, and the other four-letter word that ends in K, work. So let's be blunt. We're talking to people who listen, who tuned in. I told you, they're all good-looking. It means they're looking for and finding the good. That's why they tune into your show. So when we talk about work, we understand that work is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And use the word SHARE. Now, SHARE is an amazing acronym that stands for Spreading Happiness and Rejuvenating Energy.
I love your acronym. I tell you. Yep, there you go. That is so cool.
I would like to share with everybody two practical things that can be done from this moment forward that will enable you to shift your perspective and be happy every single day of your life. Again, think about Barry Shore. My gosh, for me to get out of bed in the morning can still take me 10 minutes, but the important thing is I can get out of bed.
That's a blessing right there. Let's hear them.
Okay, two practical. First practical thing is to learn to use the two most powerful words in the English language consciously and conscientiously every day. And here they are, three times a day, to use the two most powerful words in the English language. They are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love that.
Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. To harmonize and nurture kindness. So, again, we're talking, most of the people that are listening, they'll say thank you many times in the day. But we're asking Kim and I to do it consciously and conscientiously three times and say, what did that guy say? Oh, yeah. And to think about it as you're thanking somebody. Look in the eye. Be aware of it. And that makes such a difference when it comes from you from a conscious perspective. Right, Kim? Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I love that. Okay, let's hear the other one. You're amazing already.
Everybody's going to go wild with this one. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Learn to love dog poop.
What did you say? Bug poop?
Dog poop.
Dog poop. Okay. Dog poop?
What
okay.
are you talking about,
Talk to
Barry
us about
Stewart?
That. Yeah.
Right. Everybody knows about dog poop. We see it. We know it. Okay. What are you talking about, Barry Shore? If I learn to love dog poop, that's going to make me happy every day? Yes. Because dog poop is an amazing acronym, Kim. It stands for doing of good, power of one person.
I love that. And you know what? I want to ask you, Barry, because you come up with these incredible acronyms. What's your word for this year?
Well, it's too easy. The word is... Joy.
I figured that was coming. Okay.
So let me
tell you growth. Okay.
Yes.
This year is going to be my big year to grow. And so that's my word.
So let me tell you, wonderful Kim, what GROW stands for. Ready?
Okay. Please do. Yes.
This is you. Generating. Generating. Rays of wisdom. Generating rays of wisdom. That's you.
Oh,
that's
that.
What GROW is about. You love it?
I love that. Yeah. How do you come up with these little acronyms like so fast?
This is my poetry. And by the way, again, you can get a copy of this great book called Pocketful of Acronyms at absolutely no cost, free. Just go to barryshore.com/ebook. BarryShore.com/ebook and just click and get the pocketful of acronyms, 100 acronyms that are all positive, purposeful, pleasant, and powerful. So let me tell you what joy stands for. Let me tell you what joy is. Joy stands for journey of you. Journey of you. See, when you understand that you are the one that makes the difference. You said it earlier. It's incumbent and it's obligatory for someone who's aware of life to learn to love life and to live it to the full, to live exuberantly. So let me tell you a quick story. I mentioned about my paralysis and such and the word smile. So my 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. I said, smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life from an 8-year-old, Kim.
You just gave me chills. I love that. And I just heard something say that go, okay, is God's opinion. And you know what? I mean, that's beautiful right there because we know that God, we are a part of God. And so if it's God's opinion, we're doing the right thing. So I love that. I love you, Barry. And I just, you know, I'm going to definitely download your book. And how do my listeners find out, like, to get all your books? Just such an inspiration. Every morning I start my day in a positive way. And I would love to be reading all your books.
Well, again, go to barryshore.com/ebook to get one of the books for free as an ebook. And, of course, they're available in hardcover, meaning paperback. They're available as physical books also. Those you pay for, but they're much less than we have them on Amazon, but we sell them for much less on the site. And I urge people to understand, people think that they want more information about living well. And really, there's so much information available, it's information overload. You don't want more information. They want inspiration, like you said, very inspiring. Yeah, great. But everybody knows that goes away after, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a day or two. What everybody really wants, Kim, and this is you, and this is why we're starting the year this way, is the T word. The T word is transformation. And that's what's available to you. You can, it's just a simple shift in perspective. You got to keep that F in place. All the other stuff happens. And then what will happen is you will be able to internalize, utilize, and leverage the six most important words you'll ever know. And they are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. So when you use the two most powerful words in the English language, thank you, three times a day, from now the rest of your life, consciously and conscientiously, you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier, and it will affect your family, your friends, and all the people that you know. We're going to together create what I call a tsunami of goodness always. Of goodness always. That's a toga. And the other piece is to remember, learn to love dog poop. What? When you're walking around with your friend, Kim, and somebody, you see dog poop, you say, I love dog poop. Say, what are you talking about? Well, I heard on Kim's show, this guy named Crazy Guy Barry, along with dog poop, doing the good, power of one person.
I love that.
You know that you have the same, you have power. You can do it. You have the same power as Nelson Mandela, as Martin Luther King, as Mother Teresa, as Gandhi. You have the same power. You're made by God.
There you go. Barry, such a pleasure. I know you have to run, and I'm so glad that you took the time to be a part of our show, and I'm wishing you only the best. Please share our show with everyone, and thank you for being the joy
Wonderful,
of
Kim.
Living. All right. Take care.
Can we do a quick hug with everybody before we go?
Absolutely.
Let me tell you what hug stands for. Ready? Heartfelt. Unlimited giving.
There you go. Barry Shore, thank you again. Take care. I love it. All right. Take care. Thank you so much. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, my God. Is he incredible? This man really just is sharing the joy all over the world. I love it. We both have that same inspiration. I love talking with him. And I thought I'd start our year off with that. So thank you so much, Barry. And of course, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Robin Reynolds. And, the other thing that's near and dear to my heart is getting organized. And we're going to be talking about getting organized and simplifying our lives and our homes and our businesses. So stay with us.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Well, I am really excited again about my next guest, and of course, Robin Reynolds. She actually believes that when you simplify and organize your life, your home, you can actually create more time to spend on the things that you truly love doing. And I actually have to agree with her because once I get one little area under control, I'm like, ah, I could breathe. So I'm really excited to bring Robin on. And, of course, she founded her company in 2008. And although she's been doing this all her life, it's probably one of her superpowers. And, of course, she is a certified professional organizer and a longtime member of NAPO, National Association of Productivity. I mean, we'll have to talk about that too, because yes, when you are do everything in order, it just makes you be able to do so many more things. So, her clients include everyone from stay-at-home moms to busy executives to A-list celebrities. And we're going to bring her on and talk a little bit about this. This is something that is so important to me because it's the beginning of the year. It's like I just went through my computer and made a 2024 file that everything's going to go into that. There's so many areas of being organized. So, of course, today let's invite Robin on. Welcome, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I know. So talk to us a little bit. One, you specialize in residential organizing, right? Closet designing, okay. And also you help people with ADHD organizing. Talk to us about that. And then the other thing is end of life organizing, which really is a big deal. You know, sadly, I lost my mom and it took me a year. I never in my life thought I'd be doing that, but it took me a year to go through her home. And then my dad just passed away a couple months ago.
No,
and it was like in a little tiny box, nothing, because he was the organized king. He was like always getting rid of things. And so totally different dynamics, but that is something that is you hope that you never have to do. So anyways, welcome, and I'm excited to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, so many of our clients do have ADHD or some other modalities too, and it makes being and staying organized a struggle. It is a challenge for them. So it's for anyone. It's all about setting up systems so that people can follow. And there's no, for me, that I don't believe there's any one blanket system because everybody's brain is different and everybody works differently. So you have to find what's going to work for that person. So it's a matter of talking to that person, seeing, you know, what their life is like, how they do things, you know, naturally, and then kind of tweaking it so that now they can follow the systems and stay organized once you set up, once you get their home in a sense that is organized for them to keep it that way.
Right. And you also do, like, are you in everybody's home or now with, you know, virtual everything, do you do it that way too?
Well, you can do it both ways. Some people prefer someone coming in and doing it for them. You know, the when you're working virtually, they actually have to do the work. You know, but it depends on how long you want the sessions are, because you can just do kind of like a coaching thing that you're telling people what to do. They're showing you the space. Then they're going to go ahead and do the work. You're letting them know what to get. You know, you're setting up a whole plan for them. But you can also do it where it's a longer session, you know, just like you would in person. And it's like, okay, do this, bring this, do that, put this here, put that there, you know, where it's really very detailed on the same way as if you were actually in person. But instead of me touching the stuff, they're touching the stuff.
Oh, got it. Okay. I mean, so both ways really work. And, of course, they have those great container stores now. But not even that. I mean, like Home Goods has great stuff. Walmart has great stuff, right? You just need to know what to get.
Yeah, you can find product in every price point these days. I mean, down to those dollar-type stores. So
you
don't have to spend a lot of money. And you can sometimes make your own. I had shown a post of how you could take your milk cartons or cereal boxes or pasta boxes or whatever and make drawer organizers out of it. You know, so you can use things that you actually have that won't cost you anything so that you actually don't have to spend a lot of money. And like I said, you can find them in all different price points. Obviously, you know, anything down from those dollar type stores to the higher end container store type stores.
Mm-hmm. And how important is it to use containers, you know what I mean, dividers, all that stuff? That's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I always say to organizers to containerize, because you have to contain
stuff. Oh, I never
heard
that. Okay, yeah.
I have a lot of what I call Robinisms. That's just one of them.
I like Robinisms. I love that. Okay, very cool.
In order to keep the clutter at bay, if it's in a container of some sort, it's not going to flop all over the place or fall out through the drawer. You know, it's going to be, you know, in one spot. And, you know, the best way to organize it, of course, is not just putting it in a container, but only putting like items in the container and then labeling them. So you actually know exactly where to find something when you need to get it. And so does everybody else that lives in the household. And on, more importantly, where to put it back when they're done using it. Because that's
okay.
The
I was
it's
just
going to
say, yeah, everything has a home. And
yes.
I remember like early on that if you don't put it in its home, you're never going to find it again. So it really is like a full circle when you're organizing, correct?
Yeah. And that's why people end up buying the same thing over and over again, because it doesn't get back to its quote unquote home. And then, you know, another person in the house doesn't know where it is. And it's like, where's this? Where's that? And who knows where it is, because things don't get replaced to where they actually should go or where
right.
they live. Yeah.
Wow. And so can you share, you really mentioned that from a little baby, you came out organized. Was your mom organized? Your dad organized? How did you get organized?
I don't know. You know, a lot of us say we were just born with a gift. It's almost like it's a gene. But,
right.
I mean, no one else was super duper organized in my house. I mean, I lived in a very clean, tidy house, but not
correct.
To the point of how I organize. And not to say that I'm crazy with it, you know, but I do like everything in its place. Things that I store are in bins. They're labeled. They, you know, it's easy to find stuff. I know where to go when I need things. So mm-hmm. it is, you know, it's a sense of order, and it keeps me being productive because I don't have to worry about other things. You
right.
know, I know exactly where I need to go. If I needed, I don't know, if I'm cooking and I needed that baking pan, I know exactly where to go to get it. Or even if I'm entertaining, which is stuff you don't use all the time, I know where to get those entertaining pieces. And it's not like rummaging through the kitchen. Where did I put that? Because all the entertaining stuff is in one area.
Right. And now what about, which we're, I'm kind of going off track here, but what if people don't have a lot of space? Then what do you do?
Then you don't keep a lot of stuff.
What you have. Okay, I was wondering if you were going to say that. That's perfect, right?
You know, the thing is,
you have to fit your home, right?
Right. You can't. The problem is, and it almost doesn't matter how big the home is. It's kind of like the more money you have, the more money you spend. The bigger
right.
the home, the more stuff you're going to fill it with. So it really
right.
doesn't matter the size of the home. It's
mm-hmm.
just what you bring in. Because I always say, another Robinism, we're an abundant society and we get way more than we let go of. So we're constantly bringing stuff in, but we don't let it go at the same rate. So
okay,
then
so
we get overrun with stuff.
Let's start there then, okay, is we're at the beginning of the year. You know, this year we really didn't do a lot of gift giving. We did experiences. And because how much more clutter do you need? And I've got four grandchildren, and my daughters are the same way. They're like, Mom, we really don't want any more clutter. And so
right.
they donated some of their, you know, their, I guess, their toys or whatever, right? And then we bought them experiences, like, you know. But what do you, like, so how do you go through one area of your house and, you know, give away or sparingly get rid of?
Well, first of all, I think that's a great idea by giving experiences. And I tell my clients to do that also, because when you grow up and you're an adult, you don't remember the toy that grandma gave you on your fifth birthday. You remember, oh my God, we had so much fun. We went to the ice cream shop and grandma and I
mm-hmm.
did this, that, and the other thing. You don't remember what she might have given you. And, you know, it may not even have been something that you liked or wanted or whatever. But you remember the experiences, and that's what's important, is the relationship
mm-hmm.
that you have with a person, not the object that they gave you as a gift.
Wow.
So
that's
yeah. a great thing that you do. But when you talk about decluttering, you have to start, you know, in one space, depending on how much clutter that you have. You know, for some people, it's limited to a closet or it's limited to the garage or wherever. But no matter where it is, you have to start small. It, when you look at it as a whole, it gets, or it can be very overwhelming for people. So you need to start very small. It could be a tabletop. You decide that today I'm going to clear off that tabletop, or today I'm going to clear off that counter or that the corner in that room. Whatever it is, but start small and finish that one area so everything that doesn't belong there gets put back where it belongs, so you can start seeing the progress, which will motivate you to keep moving, going forward. Because if you just pick up, you know, one thing in this room and one thing in that room and one thing over here, there's no progress, and you're going to feel deflated, and you're like, what's the point? Because I'm not getting anywhere. But
right.
if you
I,
just do, you
I,
know.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you have to finish one area.
I heard somebody say one drawer, one door. One drawer, one door. You know, so if you have like one drawer that you cleaned or one room that you cleaned out, then you can go, oh my gosh, okay, that's off my list. You know, is I'm one of those that like to check it off my list.
Yes, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
But yes, but you have to, so once you commit to a room, finish that entire room. Start on, you know, whatever tabletop and then start in the corner and start wherever the clutter is. Just finish that room so that at the end of it, whether you spend 15 minutes a day, an hour a day, do it all in one day, whatever it is, you see some progress so that you know your efforts are not for naught, and that will give you the motivation to continue going.
Wow, that's so good. And I really want to talk about for a second the impact of clutter from the experience. How does clutter affect people's lives emotionally and practically, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. There's this thing that I always say with my clients that everything has a price, time, space, money, or energy. So the clutter is one or more of those things. So it's costing you time and constantly looking for things. There's a stat that I found years ago that said that we waste over 3,600 hours in a lifetime looking for stuff. And that equates to about 153 days of our life wasted looking for items.
Wow. When you're young, you don't really think about that. When you get older, you're like, okay, I'm not wasting that much time, you know? I mean, it's really like put your keys in the place. There's just so many things that we could talk about. You know, one of the places that I started for myself was my cars. You don't live in your cars. A lot of people live in their cars. And so whatever
right.
I bring in, I bring out. And I started doing that with my kids, you know, like did you guys grab all your stuff out of my car, right? And so when
right.
I go in there, it makes me feel so good. And, you know, and also at nighttime, cleaning up, it's a maintenance. It really organizing is a maintenance, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you have to, you don't just do it once and then it stops. You have to continue to do it because you're continuing to follow those systems. Now, there may
right.
be times that if you don't, if it's not your nature, that you may backslide and then it'll create a little bit of a mess. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, excuse me, you just, you know, get your, you know, pull your pants up and just keep forging forward, you know, and just get back on track. Because,
right.
you know, it's no different than when you're trying to lose weight. You may have that day that, oh, my God, I ate that piece of cake when I wasn't supposed to. It's
right.
okay. You just get
right.
back on track the next day or the next meal.
Right. As my dad used to say, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on, right? And,
right.
You know,
exactly.
that's actually helped me through my life. So, okay, so let's go back to identifying the clutter. How do we define clutter and what signs indicate that someone may need to address a clutter in their space?
Well, you know, it really depends on how much they have. I mean, we can all have temporary clutter, you know, whether it's
mm-hmm.
your desk that's a total mess because you're working a lot, or whether, you know, it's the kitchen that you haven't done the dishes, you know, or whatever. So you can have temporary clutter. It's when
right.
you get to the point that it starts overflowing into other areas. You don't have the space. You know, say in your closet, you can't jam another hanger in there, you know, so now you're putting all the clothes on the chair or on the floor or on the dresser, wherever. So you have to look at it in those instant, you know, in those, think of it in that way that
mm-hmm.
once it's taking over, then that's when you really, really should address it. Because like
oh.
I said, there's temporary situations, you know, or temporary issues that are manageable that you'll deal with, you know, at a, you know, 15, 20 minutes at a time. But
mm-hmm.
then when it starts taking over your home, that's a completely different thing because now
okay.
you have so much within that house that you don't have a space to put it. And that's a problem oftentimes for homes that are older that don't have as much storage, you know,
right.
especially in when homes are built back in the, you know, like 50s and
right,
60s, closets were very
small.
Small
yes,
because
yeah.
people didn't have stuff. You know, I kind of believe that, you know, at the onset of the credit card, that's when we kind of run amok, because now you could buy stuff without having to quote unquote pay for it. So you didn't need the money, where before that you needed the money to actually buy something, which limited how much someone would actually buy.
Never would have thought about it that way. That's really interesting. So let me ask you, what, you know, like, so it's sweater season right now, and, you know, you start buying sweaters, and maybe, so do you look at, like, okay, each, could you do it into seasons? Like, for this season, we're in sweater, I'm going to look through all my sweaters. Is there anything that's, like, looking a little shaggy and I need to get rid of, or before I buy one, I have to get rid of one? What's your system?
Well, I don't think there's any one system because, again, everybody is different. Everybody's life is different. They don't always have the time to do everything, to do stuff. But what I would say is to make decluttering a regular process for you, whether it's monthly, quarterly, seasonally, once a year, whatever it is, you know, because within that time period, you're still bringing stuff into the house and you're also not using a lot of stuff that you own. The 80-20 rule is alive and well. You know, meaning that you use 80% of the time, 20% of what you own. No, I'm sorry. You use 20% of the time, 80% of what you own. You know, so you're
really
think
only
about
using
it.
20%?
Yes, because think about
wow.
it for yourself. When you go to get dressed, you probably have those same 20 pieces you go to all the time because
wow.
that's what you like. That's
yes.
what you feel comfortable in. And it happens for all of us. You know, when yes, there are those extenuating circumstances that, oh, okay, now I have a black tie event to go to, which obviously you're not wearing every day. Or, you know, when you go on vacation now and you may not have a pool at home, but now you have the bathing suits that you need, but, you know, probably two is sufficient. You probably don't need 10 or more. But
right.
I, you know, I've seen it. I've seen people with drawers and drawers of bathing suits, you know, whether
you
have a pool or not, you know, so
right.
it's just a matter of, again, how much you're bringing in, but to declutter regularly will help to keep that at bay. And not just the closet, but every area, whether it's the kitchen with appliances and dishes and mugs and utensils, whatever it is. And especially with kids and toys.
Yes, it's really a discipline. And, you know, like
yes.
what my husband and I said, we have a habit of, like, it got out of the house, but then it went into the garage, and then it sits there for a long time. You have to.
The garage becomes
sure
a black hole.
Alone, right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. 25% of people actually can park a car in their garage.
That about? Isn't that crazy? In Europe, you would never, never use your garage space for, you know,
yeah.
stuff you don't want anymore. Crazy. Robin, oh my gosh, this is like, I could go on and on and on. I hope that you come back, and I hope that, you know, we could do a couple more series like this, because I really think people so need you. So one, I want to give out your phone number. Where should my listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is Organize to Harmonize, and that's the number 2, and the same
okay.
on Instagram, so they can message
okay.
me either place.
Okay, perfect. And again, I thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And please share our show with everyone. Download our podcast.
Absolutely.
And let's get connected on social. And,
yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Happy New Year. Absolutely.
Happy
All right.
New
I look forward
Year
to having
you.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks.
My next guest, I'm really excited to talk with her, Dr. Nicole Avena. And she's actually the first to study sugar addiction. And I hope I don't fall under this category, because there's sometimes I just feel like I need to have that last little bite of sugar. So, but I know that's almost like the biggest addiction. We're going to find out a little bit more. Let's welcome Dr. Avena. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all. And of course, your newest book, Sugarless. I'm like, okay. It's really hard for people to do that, but I know how addicting and actually how bad sugar is for us, correct?
Yes. And, you know, I have somewhat of an interesting history how I got to this point of writing this book. I am a professor. I do research in the laboratory, and I've been studying sugar and how it affects the brain and health for over 20 years now. And I started doing research way back when I was doing my PhD at Princeton on how sugar affected the brain and whether or not sugar could be addictive, because so many people seem to be struggling with cutting back on eating sugar. And one of the things that we discovered through our research, which really led me to write the book, was that sugar can be addictive. It can meet all the criteria as an addictive substance. And on top of that, we're learning more and more every day about the dangers that sugar poses to our health. It's not just our physical health, like, you know, diabetes and cardiovascular disease and things like that, but also our mental health. There's so much research now that suggests that sugar is linked to our cognitive functioning. It's also linked to our mood. Cutting back on it is really just a great way to improve your health.
I love that. I mean, you don't even, you know, when I'm probably going to date myself here, but it's like you think you're getting cavities. But now you were just mentioning, excuse me, all of those things that it's affecting. And so talk to us about it. Like, is there an amount that we should have or we shouldn't have anything? Because, you know, like you go to the store and there's a lot of like sugarless candies now. Is that good for you, or what are we supposed to eat?
Yeah, it's a tough question, right? And
yeah.
I think that a lot of people are confused, and that's really, you know, another reason why I wanted to write the book was to help people to figure all this out, because there is a lot to understand and a lot to unpack when trying to figure out what you want to eat. What we should eat in terms of sugar, the recommendations are that we have no more than 6 to 8 teaspoons of sugar every day. But the reality is that most Americans on average are consuming 22 teaspoons of added sugar each day. So regardless of your body weight or health status, probably consuming more sugar than is recommended for good health. So you really do want to try to reduce it. And, you know, one of the reasons why I titled the book Sugar Less is because it's about reducing it. It's not about completely giving it up or going cold turkey and never having it again, because that's not sustainable. And I think a lot of people have already tried that and it didn't work.
Yeah, I like that at least you said that. That's a big deal, because when you, it's almost like the word diet. You say the word diet and you're hungry, you know? So it's the same thing. If you go, you cannot have any more sugar, you know, you're like, where's just one candy? I know I've got something hidden somewhere, you know?
Yeah, I think it speaks to our inner child. You know how if you tell a kid you can't have this and they just want it even more?
Yeah.
And so this is not a diet book. This is really just a way to reevaluate your relationship with food. I look at it as a health book. It's a way to really just, you know, identify where sugars are in your diet, figure out how you can replace them with other alternatives, and really just work to reduce your dependence on sugar, because that's the thing that many people are struggling with.
Okay, I like that. And Dr. Avina, let me ask you, so when they say that, you know, natural sugar, meaning like fruits and, you know, that kind of thing, is that still bad for you? Is that considered sugar? Where do we draw the line?
That's such a great question. And the answer is that fruits are your best friend when it comes to reducing sugar. Now, fruit contains sugar, but it is also containing it in a way that is put together with fiber and other nutrients, so that it's in an amount that our bodies can recognize and comprehend. If you look at a lot of the processed foods that are available these days, they have combinations of ingredients that are just so foreign to what our body and our brain is accustomed to considering as a food, and they contain so much added sugar in amounts that you would never ever see in nature. And so, yes, we want to cut back on the added sugar, but fruit is not considered added sugar. That's actually one of the things that you can really use to your benefit if you're getting cravings, because it can help you to satisfy that sweet tooth, but it's going to be in a way that's going to be manageable and actually beneficial to your health.
Well, good to know. Okay, cool. So that's good. Now, what about brown sugar, refined sugar, or any of those sugars? Does that change the theory at all?
Sugar is sugar. Those are sugars.
Okay.
Added sugar is added sugar. Yeah. And again, it's marketing in some ways. Like, you know, if it's raw sugar, it sounds healthier, right?
Right.
It's really not. I mean, when it comes to the addiction, it's sugar. And I think that really just reducing our reliance on all added sugars is the best way to go.
Okay. Okay, good. Now, my question to you is your book, first of all, congratulations. This isn't your first book. You've actually written a couple books, correct?
Yes, I have a couple other books under my belt. One of the books that I have been writing, or I guess maybe one of my favorites, if I had to pick one, is a book called What to Eat When You're Pregnant, which is all about nutrition during pregnancy and, you know, how we can promote healthy eating during pregnancy as opposed to kind of telling pregnant women just don't eat this and don't eat that.
Right. Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, I'll have to have you back on to talk about that. But of course, your new book, Sugarless, what are we going to find in there? And what could crave those sweet cravings that we want? And will it tell us that?
Well, you know, the book, I think, is just really jam-packed with so much helpful information for people. So it has a really detailed discussion of where sugars came from. How did they get into our diet? You know, how did we go from Victorian era where, you know, maybe people had sugar twice a year on a special occasion around the holidays to now having sugar pretty much in every food product that we have available? Mm-hmm. And understanding the different forms of sugar, like you asked some great questions about, you know, what about brown sugar? What about raw sugar? You know, breaking all that down to understand the differences between these different types of sweeteners and how they affect our brain and our body health. And then also looking at the addiction piece and, you know, how does sugar produce addiction? And in the second half of the book, I really get into the practical part where I help people to break their addiction to sugar. How do you deal with the cravings? How do you deal with the withdrawal? How do you reduce the sugar in your diet? What are the steps that you can take? And you'll find there's lots of great information in addition to recipes. There's 30 sugarless recipes that I developed that are in the book that are easy to make. They're not meant to be, you know, these laborious things where you're spending hours baking.
Right.
They are simple recipes, simple ingredients, and just really delicious ways to.
What is one? You don't have to do the whole recipe, but what is one that you share in there?
One of my favorites is the sugarless barbecue sauce, because condiments are really the killer for a lot of people. Yeah.
Oh, that's and, probably my weakness right there, because I love sauces on everything. So, okay.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. And I have a recipe for sugarless barbecue sauce, sugarless creamy Caesar dressing, because I am a huge Caesar dressing fan.
Me too. And then, okay, I can't wait.
Yeah, and then also my other favorite one from the dessert side of things is strawberry shortcake parfait, which is really easy to make, super delicious, and it's a great way to satisfy that sweet urge if you're having for, you know, a piece of cake or something like that.
I love it. Can't wait. And I know that you guys sent me an extra book, so I want to, like, share that with my listeners. And all you have to do is call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to get one of those in your hands. But where can my listeners find your books? I'm sure they're everywhere, right?
Yeah, the Sugarless is out now in stores. It's everywhere books are sold. You can also find it on Amazon at barnesandnobles.com. And you can also find links to my other books on my website, drnicoleavina.com. And if anyone wants to follow me on social, you can find me at Dr. Nicole Avina.
Oh, great. Well, let's definitely connect so I can share you and you can share me. And my last question, stevia, are any of those ones, do you recommend anything like that? Or what do? Just cold turkey?
Well, you know what? I think stevia and monk fruit and a lot of these alternative sweeteners, they can be a good crutch. They can really help people to start going and get off of the added sugar. But at the end of the day, you don't want to rely on them, because it's sort of like methadone to heroin. You don't want to be on it for the rest of your life. But it's a good way to get started. So, yeah, I think they're
okay.
Good.
So it's a bridge way to success, I guess you would say, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, again, I love that you're doing this. You know, when you talk about I know that addictions, okay, you say that actually sugar is more than cocaine, nicotine, and alcohol. Is that right?
Well, there's been several research studies that have looked at this and shown that sugar can produce an addiction-like response that is more powerful than actual drugs of abuse, believe it or not, like cocaine. And I think it's because it's so pervasive. And also, remember, we're biologically programmed to love sugar. We're born having a sweet tooth. Breast milk tastes sweet. Baby formula tastes sweet. We evolved in a way that, you know, sweetness in nature is usually coded with safety. So fruits and berries taste sweet because they're good for us, so eat them. The problem is now, you know, just because something's sweet doesn't mean it's good for us. It doesn't mean it's healthy because it's become so dominant in our society.
And now, does honey fall under that?
Honey is same way. It's still, again, it's sugar. And so I say that if we are looking to have something from nature that's sweet, you really want to focus on things like fruit. Honey is a bit of an outlier. Yeah. Honey honey has benefits. It's antifungal. It can help if you have allergies or colds. So there are health benefits linked to it. But I'd say if you're struggling with a sugar addiction, you don't want to just start, you know, up on honey. You want to really try to focus on reducing your dependence on sweetness in general.
I love it. Again, Dr. Nicole Avena, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, your newest book is Sugarless. And we will get a copy out to whoever calls in right now. Again, 419-0008. And I thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. And thank you for writing this book.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Wow. Some incredible guests. If you want to be on my show or you would like to have your business mentioned, please reach out to me at 805-419-0008. If you want to get Avena's book and Dr. Avena's book, call in right now at 805-419-0008. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Never give up. It's that simple. Never give up. There's a new, fresh day waiting for you. So with that, I'll talk to you next week.